Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report, and joining us today is Mayor DeZine Extension District Family and Consumer Sciences Agent Kathy Gall. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning. How are you?
Not bad, and probably not as busy as you are right now.
It's a crazy time of year, that's for sure.
It definitely is, and you're going to fill us in on just a little bit of that crazy, some of the chaos surrounding all of the fun involved in the Miami County Fair.
Exactly. So the Miami County Fair is just a great time, a way for everybody to get out in the community and come and enjoy lots of stuff. And one of the things that I want to highlight today is our pie baking contest. This has been a very popular event down at the fairgrounds for a number of years. The pie baking contest is going to take place Monday, July 24th. So it's that Monday of fair. And this is a great time for people to showcase their baking skills. It's open for adults, so anybody age 19 and older can bring a pie and enter it in the contest. And then after the pies are judged, they go up for auction. And all of the money raised from the auction goes to the Miami County Fair Association to help fund the costs of fair. And I got to tell you, even if you're not a baker, I always like to say I'm calling all bakers and I'm calling all bidders. Because let me tell you, the pies that folks enter are amazing. And if you can't bake, I definitely encourage you to come and buy one and enjoy it. The contest is sponsored each year by King Arthur Baking Company. So if you are wanting to enter a pie, there's some great prizes. We have 3 gift certificates that we give out to first, second, and third place. First place gets a $75 gift certificate. Second place has a $50 value, and third place has a $25 value. And these gift certificates are good at kingarthurbaking.com, which has a variety of tools and stuff for you to bake even a better pie next year. Just some simple things to keep in mind, because it is sponsored by King Arthur Baking Company. You do need to use King Arthur flour to make your pie, and you will need to bring with you either your open bag of King Arthur flour or the UPC label from the flour bag. That's got to come with you when you bring your pie. The pie needs to be in a disposable pan, so no glass dishes or anything that you would want returned. It has to be a disposable pan, and you also need to bring your pie recipe written out on a 3x5 card. The biggest thing to remember is, because of food safety, we want this to be a double crust fruit pie only. We can't do any kind of cream or custard pie. So put together your best combination of fruit and stick it between 2 crusts and bring it on up for us to judge and for folks to enjoy after they purchase it to take it home. And if folks have any questions, they can give me a call at 913-294-4306. The pie contest, again, is Monday, July 24th. And folks need to bring their pies starting at 5:30. And judging will begin at 6 o'clock. And this is in building number 2 down at the Miami County Fairgrounds.
I am a big fan of King Arthur baking products. I use quite a lot of them. So whoever wins the first, second, and third prize is going to be able to get some neat things. Question, though, what was the top bid last year, and what was the pie?
Oh, my goodness. That's a tough one to remember. I do know that the top bid was $100.
Wow.
And don't hold me to it, but I believe it was a strawberry rhubarb.
Ooh. Nice combination.
We've got quite a variety each year. Mm-hmm. Everything from your traditional apple and peach and so forth to a combination. Last year's winner was an apple cranberry pie. We have had several entries which have had multiple berries put together, so you can be as creative as you want and come up with the right mixture that's going to bring in the biggest bid and the best favor of the judges. Part of the contest, in addition to how it tastes, is what your pie looks like. So you can also get creative on decorating the pies. We had one that was entered one year where they had done a layer of cut flowers out of the pie crust.
Mm.
So just different shapes of flowers on pie crust arranged on the top of the pie, and it was absolutely beautiful. So We've seen a lot of creativity as well as a lot of good flavor over the years.
I bet you have. I had it was peach blackberry earlier this year. That was new to me, but that was really good. So I might have to mosey over there and see what's up for bid this time.
Yeah, that sounds amazing. Sounds amazing. I may just have to twist your arm and have you work on those baking skills with that King Arthur stuff you have and bring a pie over and enter it. You don't have to be a Miami County resident. We'll take pies from anywhere.
Well, especially since it's for a good cause.
Exactly. Exactly. And it does raise a lot of money, and that money goes back to support the fair and support the kids. So it kind of is a win-win for everybody. Bakers, the bidders, and the fair itself.
Yeah, it sounds like a win-win situation. I may have to, well, I don't think you'd have to twist my arm very hard. But yeah, and give us that date one more time.
The date is on Monday, and that is July 24th. Pies are entered at 5:30 p.m. Judging starts at 6, and it's in building number 2 at the Miami County Fairgrounds. It's the big building right there by the arena.
Okay, sounds good. We will keep an eye out for that, and you just might see me down there. Hopefully a whole bunch of people will be down there.
Hopefully so.
All right, well, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you again, and we especially look forward to hearing how this all turns out.
I'll be more than happy to share.
Outstanding. We'll catch you next time then.
Right. You have a great day.
You as well. Coming up tomorrow morning at 6:40, Frontier Extension District Agriculture and Natural Resources Agent specializing in livestock, Rod Schaub.